Hello, 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 ladies, and welcome to another episode of Wine and Wisdom. I am Dr. Carlia East, expert in helping us navigate these divorces, breakups, and separations. I have been working with women for over 20 years, and I'm here to bring y'all some nuggets today, honey, as a woman who is also, what? Thriving through divorce. Now, this whole point of Wine and Wisdom is for us to sip, savor, and elevate our minds, and I must now tell y'all, I got water and wisdom today. I'm doing a little bit of a cleanse, and so I've got some water and wisdom. Y'all got some wine and wisdom. You can have whatever you want. And I got the wisdom. Y'all got it? Okay. So today's focus is really going to be about navigating the separation, breakup, divorce when you still have to live with that person. Ooh, why did I decide to drink water now? Somebody tell me why I decided to drink water. I need my wine. Okay. Now, when I tell y'all, now that takes some peace and some understanding. Okay. That takes some navigating through some negative thought process. That takes some omitting all the episodes of Oz that you've ever watched ever so that you don't repeat that behavior. I'm kidding, but I'm for real. No, but seriously, ladies, this is the deal. Living with someone when you have already separated, divorced, or, you know, going through a divorce is very difficult. First of all, you have to lay out, you know, the rules of the household, especially if they're kids. One of the things that you want to make sure you're discussing is how are we going to show up for our kids? Let's make sure that we're present for them, because we know that when it comes between the two of you, there may not be the same level of respect or reciprocity or regard as it was before. And sometimes that's not necessarily about you, ladies. It's about the other person feeling some type of way because you're choosing to accept things and you're choosing to move forward, or because you're not in your bag about things. And so oftentimes when you're dealing with someone that may be difficult, or even if they're not difficult, you wanna make sure that you're setting out some baseline rules. Okay, how are we gonna come and go in this house? How are we gonna sleep in the same space? You know, how are we gonna arrange that? That's really important, but that's just a piece of it. Oftentimes what we do find is that as the relationship continues and as people continue to live longer together, either because of finances, because they're waiting for the ink to become solidified by the courts, or they're trying to find a new space, they still find themselves running into one another in negative times. Meaning, you walk into your home, you want to be there to relax, and now you're reminded of the hurt or the pain due to the person that's there in the home with you. And that can be a constant re-traumatization of your emotions on a regular basis. When I tell you walking into my home and having to look at my ex and be reminded about some of the things that I know went down, how things are not going to be the same, looking at my home and seeing that furniture is missing and taking out because I'm transitioning. You know, when all of those things take place, it can be very difficult to navigate because you still feel like you're kind of stuck. You still feel like you're not absolutely free. You know, you feel like you have to deal with some of the poking and the prodding and the unnecessary having to communicate, you know, about certain things. But I will tell you, all of that is necessary, and you do it because you know that at the end of the day, you will be free and you will be moving on to the next level. So don't get stuck there. But I will tell you, the place that we do get stuck is we forget to create our place or our space of peace. One of the things that's so vital for you as you're still living in the same space is carving out an area that gives you your peace. And this is a do not enter, do not touch, don't even come my way type of space. And both of you have to have that space. You know, as my ex and I have been navigating this process, he has his space that he goes to, and I have my space that I go to. And other than the common conversation that needs to be had due to our child or due to the home, we make sure that we do not violate each other's space. It's not that we are enemies against one another, but we also are representing that that is over. That connection is over. And that reciprocity of care and consideration on certain levels is also not there. And we have to be real about that. But you also have to invest that energy into yourselves and not just continue to walk into a space where you know that things aren't the best, but you only focus on the worst, right? And so creating a space that's harmonious to you, that gives you a vibe where you can relax, where you can decompress, is absolutely necessary. Another thing is also escaping the situation for a few hours a day. And I don't mean work, because we're used to coming to work and dealing with that, and then we're still coming back home. I mean, go into a different environment, right? You've got girlfriends and guy friends and people that have your back. You have aunties and uncles and cousins that you haven't seen in a while. Go chill, right? Sometimes just getting into a different environment allows you to restore and reset your vibe. It takes a lot of energy to be amicable. It takes a lot of energy to be kind. It takes a lot of energy to not say, just damn it all to hell, right? It takes a lot of energy not to do that. But when you use all of that energy, you have to have a space that you can restore. So stop feeling like you are held hostage in your situation. This is only temporary, my love. This is only temporary. As everything else that has turned out in your life, this will also turn up and turn out. People often ask me, you know, how do I have such an optimistic view on my process and what I'm going through? Because I've gone through shit before. That's why I'm optimistic, because I've been hit on the head a few times before. I done stumbled and scraped up my knees a few times before. But at the end of the day, my head heals and so do my knees, and I keep on moving with a better direction and a better sense of self. So this is not a process where I'm going to crumble and fold into that night. No, I'm going to thrive into the sunshine because I know that there is another tomorrow. And as long as I focus on my tomorrow being better than my present circumstance, then I'm already ahead of the game. Ladies, this is not about you being stuck. I know that it's frustrating. I know sometimes it's like, I don't even want to see them. I don't even want to smell them. I don't even want to hear their footprints, but I get it. Guess what? They don't want to hear, smell, or hear yours either. But at the end of the day, this is where we are because of financial reasons and because we're adults and we're not just quick to abandon situations when we know we need to put other things in place. Don't be rushed out of a situation until you have something else aligned. Don't allow somebody else to make you feel uncomfortable in the space that you know you pay bills in as well. You stay in that space and you find your next move, right? Or they will find their next move, but create something safe and sacred in that space. Make sure you confide in the people that you've already identified, because we talked about that earlier, your trust factor, your squad, your peeps that you can go to 10 tones down are going to have your back. Take a respite. Take a moment to reset. I escape once a month. I go on a trip, or either I go to a friend's house and hang out and have a sleepover overnight. And that just allows me to talk all the shit I want to talk, but also for me to regroup my mental set and regain my energy and reset so that I can continue to move forward, because forward is happening and I will not forever be in this situation. Eventually I'll be out of it and I will be absolutely 100% free. And I want that freedom to taste and look just the way it's supposed to, beautiful, like the person who's receiving it. Do y'all understand? I'm not going to be rushed into my freedom. I'm not going to make poor choices because I'm trying to run away from you. No, I'm not going to do that. I am now totally and absolutely in charge of my destiny, where I go and what I do, other than God having my back first, right? But I know how to steer myself. And so, ladies, I hope that you're recognizing that being in that situation can feel like it's the last puzzle, right? It can feel like you're just stuck, but it doesn't have to be. You hold the key to every puzzle. You have the key to unlock any door. It's all about how you choose to look at it, okay? So find your peace, even within a world of chaos, because tomorrow is always coming, all right? I hope this was a vibe for y'all. I know it was a vibe for me. I enjoyed it. Again, thank you so much for joining me for Wine and Wisdom, where it's time for us to sip, savor, and elevate our minds. I will drop a link if you guys want to get with me, to vibe with me, to create and have a session with me. Let's do this. Let's start thriving together. We do not have to just exist. We can thrive. I'll talk to you soon. Bye.